Live from Iraq, the advisor to the U.S. Presidential Envoy Coalition spokesperson, Dan Senor. Good morning, Dan.
Good to be with you, John.
Oh, thank you very much for taking time out. And sure as well, it's a busy schedule to talk to us this morning, Dan. We really appreciate it.
Happy to do it.
All right. So what's the deal on the coalition? How's it going, Dan?
Well, moving along. Obviously, we've had a few rough days here during the week. Any day, obviously, that we use a member of the coalition in uniform, or any day that we lose an Iraqi, like we lost the president of the Iraqi Governing Council a couple of days ago in the incident last night where a number of individuals were killed in the western part of the country, is obviously tragic, awful. Mm. But the important thing to keep in mind is some perspective here. The good days outnumber the bad days. There are more good days here where schools are being reopened, hospitals are being reopened, street commerce coming back to life, Iraqis building political institutions, developing a system to move forward, moving further and further along on the handover of sovereignty on June 30th. There are more of those days than there are the bad days, and that's the trend line we have to keep an eye on.
Now, is June 30th still a realistic date, I mean, especially with the events of this week?
Absolutely. It's actually, in light of events like this past week, it's especially important, because what the terrorists and the former Saddamists are trying to do is throw the June 30th date off track.
Uh-huh.
They want the occupation to continue, so they can continue to use the occupation as a scapegoat,
right,
upon which to base a sense of frustration with the occupation. If there's this occupation, they can scapegoat that and use it to justify violence. They're trying to provoke violence. They're trying to incite violence. And the more people are angry with the occupation, the easier it is for them to do it. They want the occupation to continue. So anybody who suggests we move off the sovereignty date need to ask one question: who will win? Who will benefit from it? The terrorists that will benefit from it. It's all the more reason that we keep it rock solid, etched in stone.
What? You know, that makes sense, because, you know, I'm asking myself, why are they doing this? Why do they keep on? And that's it. And it's outside agitators mostly, too. I mean, it's not like the basic Iraqi people who want this.
That's exactly right. It's a lot of international terrorists, people like Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, who's an affiliate of al-Qaeda, who's come into this country and tried to wreak havoc. There are some elements of the former regime who were engaged in it as well. Former Mukhabarat, which was the inside secret police here in the intelligence service, people associated with the Fedayeen, Saddam, and other senior-level Baathists are involved too. But, yeah, there are international forces.
Now, I heard that there were three or four guys that were allegedly involved in the beheading of Nick Berg, the thing that happened a couple of weeks ago, were actually arrested a couple of days ago. Is that true?
That actually incorrect. There was a report out saying that. Unfortunately, it was not true.
Okay.
So were those guys Al-Qaeda, too, do we think?
We don't know yet. Certainly, the incident has all the look and feel of Al-Qaeda or an affiliate of Al-Qaeda, the Zarqawi network. But again, it's just too early to tell.
So, are we looking like, do we think it's going to get worse before it gets better as far as the violence? Because as we get close to the turnover of power, do you think they're just going to just keep going, throw out all stops and stuff like that, Dan?
Sure. Unfortunately, there will be more violence between now and June 30th, precisely for the reasons I said before. The terrorists want to see June 30th moved. No better way to move it than trying to wreak havoc in the country in the hope that causes us to move it. So we have to be aware of it. We have to be aware of their intentions. And then we have to stay especially committed to June 30th and continue to do what we can to combat the terrorist threat, which is what we're doing. We're doing it militarily. We're doing it politically. We're doing it economically. We have a lot of tools at our disposal, and we'll continue to execute upon them.
Yeah, can you explain kind of in a nutshell what's going to happen on June 30th? Because it's not like every American in Iraq is going to suddenly disappear. We will still have people there. But what exactly is really going to happen?
Well, American forces will continue. There's well over 100,000 U.S. troops here. They will continue after June 30th because, as I said, significant terror threat inside this country, and a recognition that the Iraqi security forces will not be in a position to handle this themselves. They can play the enforcement role, but it's important for American forces to play the reinforcement role, if you will. So that'll continue. And Ambassador Brimmer will get on a plane and go home and hand power over to an Iraqi government, but there'll be an American ambassador here. The largest U.S. embassy in the world will be here in Iraq. We're deploying billions of dollars here to help reconstruct this country. And there'll be civilian reconstruction workers who continue to work beyond June 30th. So while Brimmer goes home and political control of the country is handed over to the Iraqis, we will still help with security and we'll still help with reconstruction.
Right. Dan, thank you so much for the update. Keep up the good work, and we're supporting you guys back here, buddy.
Really appreciate it.